We were talking earlier to the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, their assessment of the budget, which was delivered earlier this week. And meanwhile, in election speculation is continuing. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, joins us now. That criticism from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Paul, not unsurprising. The government doesn't tend to take the advice of the Fiscal Advisory Council very much to mind, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. It was noticeable that the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, took some time in his budget speech to explain why the government wasn't going to take on IFAC's advice, particularly abiding by its own spending rule. So it wasn't a surprise when Seamus Coffey, the IFAC chairperson, came out to Morning Ireland earlier on, and he did point out some things. Dramatic increase in spending in 2024, significant overruns in areas like health, critical of one-off measures like the energy credits. But I think what he was trying to be, the main focus was to try and say that, you know, some of the measures which are announced should be permanent, especially for low-income households. That, in other words, there should be more targeting rather than universality.
And Paul, some of the payments from that budget that are going to be made before the new year, including now the payment for new babies, which will be included for those in December.
Yeah, when the budget was announced, it meant that babies born in December would be too late to get the December double payment and too early for the €420 grant for newborns. So ministers, the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, and the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, got together and they've managed to square that off. It must be said that it's quite normal for tweaks to happen after the budget where there's a problem identified, that they then change it in the finance bill. So that's pretty pro forma.
We have to ask, the election?
I still think that the government is not firmly decided, absolutely decided, but it's most likely that the election will be held sometime in November, between the 15th and 22nd of November. I think that's the trajectory of things. The thing to look out for is the Taoiseach, when the finance bill goes to cabinet next week, and then there's a leaders meeting probably the week after, so Monday week, they're going to have to decide, do they take the normal amount of time to pass the social welfare bill and the finance bill, or are they going to speed it up? And I think if we see a sign of that, that's going to be the clearest indication that the election's going to happen. But you can't rule out, it could be February, only one person knows, and that's Simon Harris.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. 2 minutes to 9.